University funding reform, fight for free, fully funded education for all Tories plan, to attack university arts funding by Gardner. Southampton socialist students, university students and staff across the country, have been left outraged at the Office for Students proposed cuts to university teaching grants as part of the government's reprioritization strategy for universities. The proposals include the slashing of the government's teaching grant by 50% for high-cost arts and humanities, in favor of so-called strategically important subjects, including those in science, technology, engineering and maths. The government has indicated that this would likely be reduced further in future years. It is clear the cuts will result in further eroding of learning conditions, and could spell the closure of some courses altogether. We've already seen a huge reduction in all of our learning conditions as universities attempt to spend less on staff and resources. This cut will further increase the competition for university resources to the detriment of all. University bosses will likely turn to further casualization, employing staff on worse terms and conditions, and with less protection to save costs, all of which has a detrimental impact on student learning. The government has tried to provide cover for its decision by highlighting that it is only a small proportion of the income of higher education institutions, and that the reforms only affect the additional funding allocated towards some subjects. While it's true that the teaching grant now only makes up a small proportion of income, and only for some courses, this has not always been the case. There has been a 76% cut overall to the teaching grant budget since 2010. The trebling of fees in 2012 fundamentally shifted the balance of funding in universities, placing the majority of cost onto students. Previously, government teaching grants were the main source of teaching income, with tuition fees partially contributing to the total cost of a course. After 2012, the government retained a small teaching grant directed towards high-cost courses that would otherwise not be funded by tuition fees alone, and it is this already significant reduced grant that the government seeks to narrow further. The Tories are proposing to divert £20 million of funding from art and humanity subjects, and £64 million from London universities, to strategically important subjects. The strategic priority courses are those subjects the government deems as having high value, including NHS courses and STEM subjects, which the government suggests are subjects that support the skills needed to build back better. Socialist Students says that it should be students and staff who decide what funding is necessary for our education and futures, not the Tories or university management who have driven our universities into the ground with cuts, tuition fees and student debt. We stand for the building of united student and staff struggle to win the funding our universities need to provide a high quality and free education for all students, no matter what they choose to study. Youth unemployment. Despite the Tories' desperate attempt to frame this move as in the interests of young people's futures, this attack will not mean more jobs and opportunities for young people, far from it. In fact, it will mean even further restrictions facing working-class young people looking to enter study in the arts and humanities. Cuts to arts and humanities funding will not deliver better employment prospects for young people. Low pay, casual gig economy and zero-hour working, which are particularly prevalent in the arts, are due to already chronic underfunding of these sectors, and the fact they are un-for-profit. Under-25s have accounted for two-thirds of all the job losses suffered over the course of the pandemic, a picture which will only get worse as the end of the furlough scheme in October approaches. Only by scrapping tuition fees and replacing them with the full government funding our universities need can the crisis in education be ended. This would have to be accompanied with a mass program of government investment into socially useful job creation, democratically decided by workers and young people, in order to truly provide young people leaving any line of study with a decent future, starting with access to decent jobs. Socialist Students says that the student movement cannot allow the rhetoric of high-value courses to go unchallenged, and let our universities become divided with competition for resources between subjects. Solidarity between staff losing their jobs, students losing their courses, and communities weakened by the collapse of arts and humanities subjects is essential to build the forces that can fight back against the Tories' capitalist vision of education. That's why socialist students fights for the building of mass student movement to win free education, for the scrapping of tuition fees, student debt, and for the full reinstatement of teaching grants for all courses along with student bursaries.